Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a super Saturday solve?
It was a super long Saturday solve.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I found it extremely difficult.
Me too.
But that's what you expect on a Saturday,
yep.
Right? If it were easy.
It wouldn't be a Saturday.
It wouldn't be a Saturday.
You expect to have to work for that music.
Right, right.
Yeah, there was a long time during which I thought I wasn't going to get anything in this crossword. I could not figure out anything in the top left. Sort of like a repeat of yesterday's. Just
Yeah, for me too. It took me a long time before I started seeing anything that looked coherently like words.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out that I worked in each of the corners, and then I ended up right in the middle. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I've got this right. And so I wasn't getting it answered. And so I did look up a couple of them to see if I had them right, and I did.
Preemptive searches, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it turned out I had a typo in the lower left corner. So,
well, really?
And once I fixed that, then I got the music. So, But I spent a long time on this.
Well, the challenge for me was in the northeast corner.
Really?
Basically the north central and northeast, about the right side of the crossword, about halfway down and up towards the top.
Mm-hmm.
They had clues there like be reasonable, and I thought it was going to be make sense. It didn't help that 20 across, pistol used by James Bond, it was a Walther PPK.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I vaguely remember the name was Walther, but then I didn't know what came after it.
Oh.
And then I wrote PPE for no apparent reason, but it turned out to be PPK.
Right.
And the one beneath it, darling, informally was adorbs.
That's right. Yes.
I thought that just sort of meant like adorable.
I did too.
Not that it referred to a particular person, but well, I guess darling doesn't have to be a person.
No.
It could just be, oh, that was darling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isle of Man resident was a gal, G-A-E-L.
Right.
Or Gale, I guess it would be pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
We just had that word the other day.
We did. That's right.
And so, you know, at first I was thinking it was going to be Brit.
It was like, was it Isle of Man resident, I believe, was the clue.
No, that was today's.
Oh, was that today's?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What was it the other day?
I think it had something to do with someone from like Ireland or Edinburgh or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Uh-huh.
But it was, regardless, I mean, it was, you know, I sort of had that word, you know, sort of at the tip of my tongue, but.
Right, yes. I put Brit to begin.
Yes, me too. That's what I was thinking at first.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, just to confirm, on the 23rd, that's to say last Tuesday, it was a certain Scotsman.
Scotsman, okay.
Right.
Gale.
Mm-hmm. They also used it in March of 2024, so three times this year.
Wow.
Yep, it's a popular word this year, I guess.
So,
11 down. One way to order cafe. So I was thinking olé. That was the only thing I could think of.
Cafe olé.
But it was a Negro. I'm not sure how that's pronounced.
Negro.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that means black.
Yes.
Right. That N of Negro ran into 11 across, father of the American cartoon. And I was like, Charles M. Schulz is not going to fit because there are only four letters, but he deserves to be the father.
Well, he was a great one, that's for sure.
And whoever did Kathy deserves to be the mother. But it was Nast.
Thomas Nast.
You see, I put down Nash at first.
No, Nast.
Well, I've made that mistake before. I think there's a news agency called Nast at one point, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But Thomas Nast, he was sort of the first one to do editorial cartoons.
Oh, I see.
And he was the one who gave us the idea of what Santa Claus actually looks like.
Really?
He drew him as a big guy with a white beard and a red suit.
And, mm-hmm.
and so that's what Santa became. So, yeah.
All right. So we owe it all to Nast.
Owe it all to Thomas Nast, yes.
Also in that corner, 13 down, how many assemble IKEA furniture? It was step by step.
That is correct.
That was hard.
Well, it was. And I got it in there and I thought, oh, this cannot be right. I wasn't sure about, especially when I got down to 38 across, excited outburst, and I had two E's in a row at the end of that. And
right.
I'm like, oh, what could that be? Turned out to be the word squee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that a new one? That's. I don't know that I've ever seen squee in the puzzle before.
See, I was going for spree.
Oh.
I don't know. You know, spree is sort of like a burst of activity while you're shopping. Or
well, not an excited outburst.
Well, I thought you could make a case for it. Unrestrained indulgence in or outburst of an activity.
Hmm.
Also, a drunken revel or binge. This is from Merriam-Webster.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. It seemed to me like it was close enough, but squee was the correct answer.
Yes.
And that ran into the magnificent 35 down, hybrid shape with straight edges and rounded circles. Squirkle.
Rounded corners.
Well, rounded corners. Thank you. Yep. Uh-huh. Squircle.
A squircle.
So a
yes.
square and a circle
mm-hmm.
as a portmanteau.
Right.
That was amazing.
Yes, I'd never heard of that.
And I was having trouble there because 41 across stick together. I thought it could be cling, it could be clasp. You know, maybe you well sort of anyways, but it would turn out to be clump.
Clump. That's right.
So. Yeah, that was just a tough area of the crossword for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the rest was easy.
No, I found it difficult everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to get it done.
Great.
Which I can't always say on a Saturday.
Yes.
Sometimes Saturdays are just beyond me. But this one, I was able to get it done. So
well,
I was very happy about that.
A few of the brilliant ones, one across small town issue. I'm like, okay, what is it, local taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I didn't think the word local at that time. I was thinking like something to do with taxes.
I thought of school.
I was thinking of parking for a while.
Oh.
But it was local paper.
Yeah, I thought that was a great clue.
And it's like local paper. Oh, that kind of issue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was very sneaky.
Right. And I did know the one below it, 15 across, how Super Bowl
58
ended. And that was in overtime.
Oh, that was 58, yeah.
Yeah.
Which Super Bowl was that?
Just this last year.
Really?
The Chiefs won in overtime.
Oh, right, right.
Remember, I thought it looked like they were going to lose. And then they tied it in the last seconds, and then they won it in overtime.
Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, I thought it was something like ended in a tie.
Oh.
But I don't know, they can't actually end in a tie, right?
It did end in a tie, but...
No, but I mean end in a tie.
Oh, no, they would never end it in a tie.
They'd have to take whatever the cup is that they give them. Is that the Lombardi Cup?
Lombardi Trophy.
The Lombardi Trophy.
Looks like a football.
They'd have to cut it in half.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over.
This sounds like something out of the Bible. Okay, you can have it rather than see it destroyed. Let's see, 17 across, like some coins, bimetallic.
Right.
Which I guess must be true.
Yes.
Uh-huh. The 25 across, famous frenemy of Manet. And I'm like, really? But it was Degas.
Degas, yes.
And...
I didn't know they were frenemies, but...
I didn't...
They painted in the same genre, so maybe they were competitors in a way.
Well, the D of Degas ran into 25 down, convenience at an upscale building. So I was thinking doorman, but they called here, it was called doorkeeper.
Doorkeeper.
Because
yes.
I guess that's gender neutral.
That's right.
So that must be the new phrase.
Yep.
Doorkeeper. It sounds like you're keeping a door, though. I was thinking maybe it had something to do with like a dog walker, but anyway,
well,
doorkeeper.
I don't think apartment buildings should have built-in dog walkers.
If you pay enough, you can get anything you want at your place of residence. Let's see. 30 down, post office purchase, cleared tape.
Yes.
I got tape.
Yes, me too.
And then I was
first I had the T and the A of tape. I thought, oh, it's stamp. So I put in stamp for a long time.
Oh,
But
yes,
then I
that
had to
looks
take
good.
that out.
Right. Because, I mean, what else do you buy? Apparently,
Right. Yeah. Well,
apparently
you
tape.
buy clear tape.
But the trouble is, I had tape, and then the two letters above it were A and R, and I thought, oh, Mylar tape.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure what Mylar tape is, but it sounded like something that might exist.
No, not at the post
But it was
office.
clear
They
tape.
like clear tape on their packages.
I think maybe I started to stumble upon the truth with 33 across things drawn in a group, and I realized it was lots.
That's correct.
And so that gave me, I knew it couldn't be Mylar at that point.
Boy, one I got stuck on for the longest time, 27 across, wrong, awry.
Yes.
Not the first word I think of when I think of the word wrong,
Right.
but
Well,
awry.
I was thinking it was going to be hurt. I mean, if you wrong someone, you hurt them. At some point, I decided I toyed around with maim, which I knew was not right. But, sometimes I'll just start throwing out words just to sort of see if I can inspire some other neurons to join in and correct. But it was indeed awry. 1987, number one hit for Heart. I'm like, okay, the only song I know from Heart, because I heard it like one time over, I heard it like maybe 30 or 40 times in one 24-hour period, was Barracuda. But
Yes, the one I thought
it
of.
was five letters long, so it's just like, I don't think Barracuda is gonna fit.
No, and
And
it was a number one hit for them.
then it was five letters, so I thought, well, maybe the number one hit for Heart was Heart. But I realized they wouldn't use the answer if it's in the clue.
Right.
And turned out to be Alone. So
Alone.
I started thinking, Alone again, naturally.
No,
And I
that
think
was
I it just does not sound like Heart. I thought they had
not
more guitar.
hard.
Next to it, something that happened in another century, modern driving aid was Waze.
Yes,
I
that's
just
one I looked up because I'm like, I don't know. So I looked up Waze and it did indeed say it was a modern driving aid.
Well, that crossed 34 across sauce. And I'm like, finally, salsa, it's time to shine. Salsa didn't fit. I thought crema, maybe.
No.
And again, listeners, these are both answers from yesterday's crossword.
Well, salsa wasn't.
Well, salsa wasn't, but crema was. I originally thought salsa then, so it's just like, I'm going to put salsa in somewhere. But it turned out to be booze.
That's right.
And that was a trick.
See, and then like 37 down was Unified Group. And first I had packed,
Right.
but then I figured out it was a block.
BLOC, yes.
But then 37 across, I thought word with wind or water. And I thought, oh, it's block, BLOCK, like
Block wind?
wind block or water block.
What's
Well, anyway,
a water block?
it's something that blocks water.
Okay, otherwise known as a dam. Okay.
But anyway, so I thought, oh, isn't that clever? Block and block. But of course, it wasn't block for wind and water. It was
Born,
born,
waterborne, or
waterborne,
windborne. That
windborne.
was a rarely seen word.
Yes. Yeah, that took me a long time. Once I got a rye in that middle part, that certainly helped a lot. So,
Yeah, born has shown up a total, for the record, of 94 times. So it's not really that infrequent. I just don't remember seeing it. 31 down, fashion. I didn't know what to do with that. At one point, I put down Elan, which I don't think is
No,
even
that's not really
close.
fashion, so.
Then I thought maybe make. I had chic. I was
Well,
flailing.
chic doesn't fit in there.
Chic.
Oh, that kind of chic. Okay, yeah.
And
Yes. Mm-hmm.
but that was just, and then the what the turn the correct answer turned out to be form,
Right.
and the F of form ran into 31 across, runs out of gas, which was flags.
That's
See, I was
right.
thinking that was going to be tires.
Well, I originally put in tires, but then I thought, oh, that's too easy. That's got to be something more
Saturday
obscure.
worthy.
Obscure. And it was flags.
Yes. Just lots. I mean, everywhere in this grid, if we look, we can find some outstanding clue. A company logo derived from a state symbol was Texaco Star.
That's right. Yeah.
So that was, and then, sorry.
I was going to say, and you look at that puzzle, there are not very many black squares. You know, there are
white squares.
Black squares. Mm. There are not very many black squares.
Sorry, yes. So,
you know, there were a lot of words, a lot of long words as answers
yes.
to this puzzle. Let's see how many. 58 across and 54 down. So over 100 words.
Yeah, there was a lot happening here.
Mm-hmm.
We had things like, do I have news for you? Extra, extra.
Yeah, that was something.
That was cute.
Very, very cute.
But
that, once I got that, that really helped me fill in the rest of those little acrosses that went through extra, extra.
That reminds me of one other reason why I was struggling so much around the area of squee. 38 down, kind of snapper for short. And we just had a snapper, and I think they were referring to a turtle.
That's right.
So I was thinking T-U-R, and then I thought, well, maybe they mean terrapin, T-E-R. And then maybe I thought it was a tortoise, so I had T-O-R. Turns out it was S-L-R,
right.
Single lens reflex,
yes,
the camera.
Uh-huh.
That was brilliant
yeah.
and devious at the same time. But it was not 53 across, unfair to Brits. It was not unfair. And the answer unfair to Brits, by the way, was not cricket.
Not cricket. That's
yep.
quite a phrase. I might have to use that.
Well, I've definitely
not cricket.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that phrase many times before, being an Anglophile that I am. So, yes, so this was an extraordinary crossword. It was by Rich Norris.
Good job, Rich.
He has done 188 crosswords.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep,
oh,
just extraordinary. Uh-huh. So, all right, well, that's it for Saturday, but it is Saturday, which means it's time for Jam Katwa, the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award, where we go back through the week's crosswords and look for the very best as we according to us, which I guess goes without saying.
Reevaluate.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think we need to have a tie this week.
Oh, really?
I think today's crossword was just extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really, all of those clues were just amazing. And we also had Thursdays. Thursdays was very funny. The theme was 61 across. Wow. Or a phonetic hint to this puzzle's theme, and the revealer was holy cow.
Holy cow.
And there were three words that had that were running horizontally that had two circles, two circled squares with one other white square in between. And if you filled in the crossword correctly, it turned out that preceding the first circle, you had a C. Between the two circles, you had an O. And to the right of the second circle, you had a W spelling out cow with two circles inside the word cow. And those were holy because you didn't actually fill in anything at all there. And so you got the phrase holy call, holy cow.
That's right.
Reading down.
Although if you put the word hole in there, it also sounds.
Right. But you did, that's true. That's true.
But again, that too. It's a holy cow because you got a hole between each letter of cow.
Right.
So,
but
mm-hmm.
now that circle also served as a rebus when you read down. So, for instance, the first circle was, well, actually, this clue was a little bit on the tricky side, ire. And the answer was caller, C-H-O-L-E-R. But they just had a C and then the circle and an R. And that circle again got replaced by hole.
Right.
Just one other example of that, four down, one, two, three, etc. The answer was whole numbers. Well, what you had was you had a W, you had that circled square, which became whole, and then underneath it you had the letters for numbers.
That's right.
So neat crosswords all around. The Saturday crossword.
That was really unique.
Yes.
You know, that took a lot of thought, I think, to try to figure something like that out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why... The Thursday crossword was by Han Hyun.
Right.
The Saturday crossword, as noted, was by Rich Norris.
Mm-hmm.
And so to each, we present the Jam Katwa.
Do, 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 do.
At least virtually. And we'll do it physically if you drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. and we'll have a signed JAM Katwa certificate along with some splendid Northeast Wisconsin swag winging its way towards you in no time.
And a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt.
So send your size.
All right. Well, that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. The next crossword week is upon us. Saturday's crossword is already out.
No, Sunday's.
I'm sorry. Sunday's crossword is already out.
That's right.
We will tackle it. Hope you will, too, and be back to join us to talk about that crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.